I want to take a break from the podcast right now, and I want to give you a gift. And I want to do that to thank you for being a listener. I put my heart and soul into this podcast. I love interviewing today's experts, researchers, MDs, psychologists, sleep trainers, you name it. I hope you feel inspired to take care of yourselves and your families. And I just want to thank you for being a listener and hanging out with me. So the code PODCAST10 is going to give you a one-time $10 off code at kellylevesque.com, your next order of protein powder. You can either use that on my grass-fed beef isolate protein or on my new vegan chocho bean protein. Now, here's what I love about my protein powders. It's 3 ingredients or less. So we don't use fillers, emulsifiers, no fortified vitamins or minerals. It's easy to digest and naturally made without any enzymes or chemicals like hexane. So it's 3 ingredients. With my grass-fed beef isolate, that's 100% grass-fed beef, and it's made in the way that you would make bone broth. So just heat and water. And we dehydrate that end product to get that collagen-rich protein powder that your whole family can drink. It can be added to coffees, to smoothies, and you can get it in vanilla, chocolate, and unflavored. I want to point out that my vanilla and chocolate is made with organic vanilla bean, organic cacao, and the only sweetener used is organic monk fruit. We don't use any maltodextrin. Our monk fruit is 100% ground monk fruit, and it's organic. And with my vegan line, I'm so excited to have launched this and to have it out into the world. It's a regenerative bean from South America called the chocho bean. And the chocho bean is the most superior plant-based protein powder you can get your hands on, because not only is it a complete protein, but the process is made with heat and water only. They're crushed and soaked, and what that end product results in is an anti-nutrient-free protein powder. So you're not gonna have any lectins, phytates, or oxalates in your protein powder. Makes it super easy to digest, and it's really, really delicious and robust in cooking as well. So I love it if I want a thicker smoothie or a smoothie bowl. And I also love it in my baked goods, from my cookies to my muffins, pancakes, and breads. It's the perfect protein addition. So if you want to give either of these proteins a try, or you've already been purchasing these proteins and want to take advantage of this special deal, the code PODCAST10 is going to get you $10 off for being a listener here at the Be Well by Kelly podcast. So head to kellylevesque.com or bewellbykelly.com. Put the protein you'd like to purchase in your cart and use the code PODCAST10 for $10 off. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in.
As parents ourselves, you go to the shelf and it feels like you're forced to choose between benefits. You know, it's like, do I want the brain one or the easy digest one or the cognitive one, or do I want the clean one? And, you know, as parents, we just want it all and we deserve it all.
Today's guests are Ron Beldegren, the CEO and co-founder of By Heart, and Dr. Devin Keane, the chief medical officer. Dr. Keane is a board-certified pediatrician and neonatologist. Devin believes that early nutrition is the foundation for lifelong health. She oversees clinical development, medical affairs, and pharmacovigilance at By Heart, and is excited to empower both medical and parental communities with greater clarity around infant nutrition and the science behind By Heart's products. Ron started By Heart with his sister Mia because he believed that proactive health should start on day one with the best nutrition for babies during the most critical stage of development. He was inspired by the opportunity to bring together the world's pediatric nutrition experts, best-in-class ingredient partners, and their passionate and experienced team to translate leading breast milk research into next generation baby nutrition. His baby girl, Zoa, is everything, and she and all the babies deserve to start their journeys with the strongest foundation for health. Ron brings over a decade of investing experience in healthcare and infant formula. Prior to By Heart, Ron founded Consumer Health Ventures, a company that invested in businesses that improve lives. It's a pleasure to welcome both Ron and Devin to the show. In today's episode, we will be discussing the ingredients in By Heart formula. They're the first FDA registered formula in over 15 years. They have disrupted this whole industry, and that is based on the ingredients included and their marathon getting this new product approved and upping the ingredient nutrition. So we're going to dive into the proteins, the fats, and all the ingredients in By Heart formula, why it's different, what the research is on breast milk, and how they translated that to best-in-class nutrition. So tune in to the show and you can learn all about what you should be looking for in baby formula and why.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to go into the science and the story, the founder story, and all of it. So thank you for your time. I know you guys are so busy.
So great to be here. Thanks so much for having us, Kelly, and excited to dive in with you.
Yes, all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, let's get started with you then, Ron. Can we talk about ByHeart? What is ByHeart and what led to the development and creation of this amazing formula company?
Sure. So ByHeart is a next generation baby nutrition company. After a nearly 6-year labor of love, we received our FDA registration and launched our first infant formula earlier this year, which really made us the first new infant formula manufacturer in this country in over 15 years. And as you pointed out, we launched in a particularly distressing time for parents. My co-founder and sister Mia and I were both parents ourselves. No parent should feel the unthinkable anxiety of being, you know, out of sole source nutrition for your baby. And so as one of just 5 formula manufacturers in the country, in the midst of this major shortage, we're taking that responsibility very seriously and working really hard and harder than ever to really show up for parents. But Kelly, we didn't start this company 6 years ago because we saw a shortage coming. We started this company to innovate the most fundamental food. You know, infant formula is critically important food. It's a sole source nutrition during a time that all of baby's systems are developing, you know? And so we were really inspired by this most exciting era that we're in with breakthroughs in nutrition science. We know more about breast milk than we ever have. What drives the immune system, the gut microbiome, makes breast milk easy to digest when often formula is not. There's never been a bigger opportunity to create formulas that come closer to breast milk than ever before. But until now, these breakthroughs are kind of outpacing new products getting to babies because the barriers to innovating in this category, this most highly regulated food in the world, are just so, so high. So 6 years ago, we decided to take an approach no new entrant has in decades. That was to build entirely from scratch because it was the only way to truly innovate. So we brought together the world's experts to completely rewrite the recipe. We conducted a major breakthrough clinical trial to prove our benefits. You know, as parents ourselves, we wanted evidence, not just claims. And we acquired our manufacturing facility and built direct control over our end-to-end process to really ensure highest quality ingredients and full accountability to parents, really all the way from farm to formula.
I love that. And I want to unpack some of it because I don't think people realize what the differences are. You mentioned that you're the first new infant formula in 15 years to enter the space. And people have heard of new formula companies coming on, having a direct-to-consumer marketplace. Can you talk about the difference between ByHeart and what FDA registration means versus maybe going to a contract manufacturer and coming out with a can of formula for a community?
Absolutely. You know, I think probably the most surprising thing in this category, something that was certainly surprised us, and I think what most parents don't realize, is that when you go to your retailer, you see a million cans and brands, and it feels like you have lots of options. But the reality is that 90% of the shelf is from just 3 brands that have dominated for 100 years. And every new entrant in the last few decades have kind of taken the same path. And that is to outsource to the one and only contract manufacturer in the country and kind of utilize sort of a fast track kind of white label path to market, which in our view only really allows for kind of an incremental change based on old recipes. Because if one stays by FDA standard close enough to an existing product, then one can skip some of the requirements for a new infant formula. For example, the requirement to run a new clinical study. For us, this approach was kind of too inhibiting to innovation and creating the product we wanted to create. Had we taken that path, we would have been on the market 4 years ago. But we didn't get into this for incremental change or to put a label on a can. We didn't really want to reference 15-year-old clinical research because there's been so much progress. And we really got into this to translate sort of the troves of advancements in nutrition science and breast milk research into the first formula that would drive important functional benefits of breast milk, prove that out in a major clinical trial, and do it with cleanest ingredients without corn syrup, a maltodextrin, and soy and palm, and ingredients you don't want in your own food, let alone your babies. And so in our view, the only way to truly innovate was to own it and to build from scratch and to go out and amass pediatric and nutrition science experts and really take fresh eyes to the formula and buy our factory, control our own process, directly handpick the highest quality ingredients from suppliers that we hold to industry-leading standards. And only by owning that entire process could we truly create the formula that we wanted to create. But that's why it took us 6 years, not one.
Right. And looking at those 6 years from the beginning of your clinical trial and recruiting all of the sites and getting all the babies and then closing that clinical trial, showing benefits, presenting those benefits to the FDA, and then getting full FDA registration and approval. How long was that?
It was, yeah, just nearly a 6 year process.
So I think that's something that I just want to highlight because it does seem like there are a bunch of other brands on the market, but they are just minor changes to a 15-year-old recipe. So now we have to get into what some of the key differentiators are in your space and the key deficiencies you're seeing in traditional baby formula that ByHeart wants to address. So I guess, Devin, this question is for you.
So I will start with the important part that Ron highlighted, which is that we are in this exciting era of breast milk research and nutrition science. And unfortunately for babies and parents, that wasn't being translated into products as fast as it could be because the barriers to entry were so high. And it took the commitment that ByHeart made, this 6 year long journey to really rewrite the recipe for infant formula. And one of the areas that ByHeart really chose to focus on was proteins. There was a tremendous gap in proteins between infant formulas on the shelf prior to ByHeart and breast milk. And that is because infant formula ingredient suppliers and manufacturers were relying on skim milk and whey protein concentrate to provide the protein nutritional needs of baby. But ByHeart took a different approach. And we said, what are the key proteins in breast milk? And what does the matrix of breast milk look like? And what are some of these functional benefits that proteins really can drive? And some great examples of this are alpha-lactalbumin, which is one of the most abundant proteins in breast milk, has essential amino acids for babies' growth. And we at ByHeart are the first to include lactalbumin protein at breast milk levels in our formula. And we have lactoferrin, which is a huge driver for functional benefits and microbiome for baby. And we also knew that easy to digest didn't mean taking things out of formula. It meant rethinking how the proteins function and what's the protein matrix of formula. And so we specifically focused on whey proteins and broken down proteins. And in this, ByHeart really rewrote the protein matrix for infant formula in a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. And that was really exciting for us. In just one area, we really focused in on some of the distinctions. And then I will take it one step further and say, the part that really excites me as chief medical officer is not just, you know, taking all the science, translating it, but also being able to develop the evidence that gives us the conversation with parents and translates why these ingredients are so important into benefits for babies. And as a neonatologist and pediatrician, but most importantly as a mom, I look for that evidence. I don't just look for statements and claims. And it's really exciting that in designing our formula this way, which we hope to achieve outcomes closer to the breast milk baby or breastfed babies, we were able to do that. And we can really translate our science to parents into outcomes that matter and outcomes that resonate with them.
That's so great. And I think it does take it a step further when you do a clinical trial and you can talk about your specific product and the outcomes. Can you talk about that, your study design and what the outcomes you were looking for were?
Yeah, I would love to. It's as a scientist and again, as a physician, like the clinical trial is just one of the most exciting things that ByHeart has done. And, you know, as Ron mentioned, we're the first by a new brand in 15 years, but we're also the largest in over 25 years of a clinical trial on infant formula, which is really exciting. And we did it not only to meet FDA standards, but also to exceed them, because it was really important that we studied our formula, not only against other infant formulas or another infant formula, but also against the gold standard nutrition for babies, which is breastfed infants. And so we conducted a large clinical trial. And in that, we were able to demonstrate that these high quality ingredients that I talked about, and especially proteins, demonstrate more efficient growth for babies. And so that our babies were able to utilize these nutrients better and grow more efficiently. And excitingly, also demonstrated easier digestion. So had less spit up, softer stools than the comparator formula, but more importantly, had spit up frequency and stool consistently like breastfed babies, which is really exciting and sort of goes back to what I was saying before. We designed this protein matrix thinking not just of how to get closest to breast milk, but also how to drive some of those benefits that are traditionally associated with breastfed babies. And our clinical trial was recently published in the Journal of Pediatrics, Gastroenterology, and Nutrition, which is great. It's a peer review journal, which means leading experts in the field have to review your data, have to review how you conducted the study, and make sure that it has the scientific caliber to be published and distributed to the scientific community and parents. And it's one of the leading pediatric subspecialty journals in this place. And I think we were able to achieve that because of the thoughtful design of our study. So it was a randomized controlled blinded trial, which means that at the onset, babies were randomized either to receive our formula or comparator formula. And that throughout the entire study, nobody knew which formula they were on. We also enrolled a breastfed reference arm, again, comparing to that gold standard. And we had 100 babies, just over 100 babies in each one of these arms, which is a tremendous amount of babies. The FDA requires that you enroll early on in life, less than 2 weeks, and that you follow these babies out for 4 months. ByHeart decided to extend out to 6 months because we know often formula is sole source nutrition for babies well up to 6 months. And it was important to us to really look at that specific period and the impact that our formula could have. We also collected stool samples and blood samples because we really want to take like a whole systems approach here. You know, we designed this formula for all-in-one benefits, immune, microbiome, easy to digest, brain gut health development. And so we wanted to be able to have all the things we needed to really translate to evidence to be able to speak to parents about the benefits of our formula. Again, it's just really exciting to be at a place where you can say, yes, all of this hard work brought a high quality, high nutrition formula to market. And more importantly, we were able to achieve easy digestion without having to use corn syrup or maltodextrin or palm oil. And we could really give parents what they're asking for in like both clean and functional ingredients.
Well, the outcomes were great. And I know the study took a very long time and recruiting all those babies was a lot of hard work, but I know it paid off because we don't want to live off claims, especially as a parent. We want that evidence and we want to know this is recent research. I mean, that's something I look for in the nutrition space for adults all the time. When people are referencing something from the 80s, I'm like, show me something new. Like, show me something new.
What's better than finding quality candidates? Finding them right now. For a powerful hiring partner, you need Indeed. It's a hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You don't need to spend hours on multiple job sites to find the candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with their powerful suite of tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Hate waiting? Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Indeed makes it easy to start hiring. It takes 10 minutes or less for most SMB employers to post a job, according to Indeed Data U.S. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to sponsor your job post at Indeed.com/. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Kelly. Indeed.com/Kelly. Terms and conditions apply. Need a hire? You need Indeed. So we just got Sebastian a new set of sheets from Cozy Earth. He is now in a big boy bed, and Cozy Earth has been on Oprah's favorite list for the last 4 years. So I decided to give it a try. And I have to admit, Cozy Earth is softer than cotton. And what I love about it is it's made from a soft and sustainable viscose from bamboo fabrics. So they develop and craft these high quality goods with responsible and sustainably sourced materials from the earth. And they allow you to create
a really calming, organic vibe with all the colors that they have, like white, light gray, driftwood, charcoal, and oat. And they have a 10-year warranty on all their products. And what's really interesting is that the sustainable viscose from bamboo fabrics is temperature regulating, which means it'll keep you cool and comfortable all night long. And being that we're in a house without air conditioning, that has actually been really beneficial. And they have this awesome 100-night sleep test where you can try their sheets for 100 nights. And if you don't love them, you can send them back for a full refund. And they have a 10-year warranty. So win, win, win. And they're giving you guys a major deal for sponsoring today's podcast. So they have an exclusive offer for our listeners today, 35% off site-wide when you use the code BeWell. I have Bashy sheets and I'm going to go use my own code to buy some more sets for our room for our new house. So check them out.
Can you explain efficient growth and what that means? I think that's really important.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think it's a newer concept to think about, but it's so important. Probably the way that I always sort of think about it is simplistically, if you're building a house, the better quality wood, the less of the wood you need when you're building it, because it's less likely to break down or have deficiencies, which therefore means you throw it away. So when you take that approach and think about nutrients, and Kelly, you know this so well, right? The higher the quality of the nutrients they are, the more efficient you can use them for growth or for whatever their intended purpose is. And so by really thinking about alpha-lactalbumin, it has all these essential amino acids. Babies recognize those immediately and say, great, I know what this protein is. I know what I'm supposed to do with it. As opposed to if you have ingredients there for fillers or otherwise, the body has to learn to adapt to them and cannot use them as efficiently. So by thinking about each component of our formula and then the purpose that it has in breast milk and why it should be an infant formula, we're really able to create a really high quality formulation that leads to purposeful growth and development of the baby.
It's also relatively clear, right? I mean, breast milk is not skim milk and whey protein concentrate or just a ratio of whey to casein, as the industry has been talking about for a very long time. As humans, for our entire time of existence, breast milk has evolved to deliver really specific proteins, and not just breast milk, but an early colostrum. And those specific proteins, like alpha-lactalbumin, like lactoferrin, is what's been missing from formula largely for so long. And so we'd love to take credit as being geniuses, but this is just following nature's blueprint. Babies are naturally evolved to really digest and tolerate alpha-lactalbumin well. It's the majority of the protein in breast milk, you know, and lactoferrin is there in the early days of colostrum because it's building the immune system and the microbiome for the really vulnerable baby. And so we really tried to take the next layer of just understanding every macro ingredient within breast milk. And really took an approach where it's not about putting in one ingredient and it brings you. The magic of breast milk is that it's a combination of ingredients. And so we really broke down proteins and fats and carbs and every element and really worked with the world's experts in those fields to try to build, in every respect, a formula that got closer to breast milk than before.
Well, it's like you're a mind reader, Ron, because I was just gonna go further into that protein matrix. I just want people to understand what a protein matrix means and what it means to take on the proteins included in formula. And you hit the nail on the head. I think we really need to take a look here and say what is on the market currently is a blend of whey protein or skim milk or casein. And you're like, these are not what's building a baby for efficient growth. And we're talking about a massive growth period in their life where if you've had a child, you bring home an infant, and Ron, you have a 2-month-old now and a toddler. So just the massive amount of growth that's happening in those first few years and those first few months, how important that is. And for me personally, as a nutritionist, I'm always looking for optimal protein intake. And then oftentimes, even with adults, I'm seeing suboptimal protein intake or just not complete proteins. And we're having a hard time hitting goals. I mean, think about building your body from scratch and having this massive growth period of your life. Like, it needs to be the right types of proteins, and that proteins aren't only building your cells and all your muscles, making all your neurotransmitters and your hormones. It has an impact on your microbiome and your immune system. So can we unpack the science there when it comes to what these proteins do for the immune system and for the microbiome?
I'll let Devin get into some of the details on the proteins themselves, but I'll just say from a high level and very much agree with you, Kelly, you know, it's amazing. When we started this journey, it's interesting to reflect. Many years ago, maybe people thought as protein's purpose was filling tummies and amino acids, but that's not it. Breast milk protein has really specific, important bioactivity and function. And the story was much deeper than that. And so our focus on protein and our patented blend is actually really what is the key to enabling us to drive our, what we like to say, kind of next generation, easy to digest product. You know, the first formula that's clinically proven for less spit up, softer stools, easier digestion, but does it the breast milk way, you know, without corn syrup, maltodextrin, palm, soy, or lowering lactose, right? And also drives all those other important functional benefits of breast milk, immune support and supporting the gut microbiome. And as Devin's talked about, more efficient growth, you know, because we felt, you know, as parents ourselves, you go to the shelf and it feels like you're forced to choose between benefits. You know, it's like, do I want the brain one or the easy digest one or the cognitive one, or do I want the clean one? And, you know, as parents, we just want it all and we deserve it all. And the science advanced to enable getting closer to that. It just takes hard work and long time, but Devin, to get into the details of, you know, some of these proteins and their function, as that was the nature of your question.
No, Kelly, it's a great question. And, you know, I think one of the things that's so exciting about this phase is it's rapid growth and development, but it's also like really laying foundation for baby, not only in how they recognize the nutrients, and we've seen real differences in even metabolic programming based on what sort of nutrients you receive as a baby. And so we also know that these proteins, as you mentioned, are functional and can train the immune system and can impact the microbiome development. And some of these are the proteins are precursors for things that you need for immune development, right? And they also interact directly with your intestinal cells to trigger things within your intestinal cell to create barriers that they need, to create tight junctions that keep bacteria where they're supposed to be. And then lactoferrin's a great example of one of its purposes too, is to sequester or sort of take up all that iron so that bacteria can't have it. So there's just like so much that we now know about the functionality of proteins, both in both of these pathways, but also teaching, you know, sort of for metabolic programming and things. And it's really such an exciting area. And I think we're just still learning so much more. And some of the other evidence that's coming out too is how this matrix even works together, right? That it's not an individual. And some of what we've seen is they can bind together in complexes, which helps them survive digestion and get them to places in the gut where they can impact the microbiome, which makes science so exciting when we keep getting to explore and keep getting to understand these things and understanding like why nature, as Ron put it, put this matrix together the way it did, because it's synergistic and it's really important to acknowledge that and keep studying that.
Oh, well, I have to say kudos to you guys, because this was not an easy undertaking. Like this, Ron, we're going to have to go back and understand what drew you to this space and what made you think that this was going to be I know you knew it wasn't going to be an easy road, but you took it a step further in your clinical development, because obviously looking at these proteins, how they come together, breast milk is this magic gold liquid, and there's so many things we're continuing to learn about it. But the advancements that you've made for all of us in 6 years, like I feel good knowing that when I have a client who has a baby that needs to go on breast milk, that these proteins are available in the right levels to create that immunity and to tighten those junctures. I mean, leaky gut is prominent in adults, but as a child, I mean, they have leaky gut for the first few years of life. Like these proteins are critical. You're talking about iron is what delivers oxygen and nutrients to every cell in the body. So these are things we don't want our kids deficient in, and keep the bad stuff out, uptake the iron, get all those nutrients to the cells, to your brain for growth. I mean, it's just, it isn't easy. So I need to know why you decided to do this. And I mean, kudos to you for making it happen, but clinical development process had to have been insane. And I want to know about it. So why'd you do it? You and Mia, your sister, and what did that development process look like?
Yeah, me and I started ByHeart as two co-founders, two new parents. And ByHeart's really the coming together of, you know, me and my complementary backgrounds. My background's in health and nutrition innovation, having been kind of immersed in this category 15 years. And Mia's background is really in kind of building supportive and digital communities. We had a mission to just give all parents confidence in how they feed their babies. And we realized early on that the only way to do that was to really listen to parents, the real experts in the room, and their and then to truly show up for them by innovating and delivering an infant formula that got closer than ever to breast milk with clean ingredients and truly a product that parents understood and could really feel proud to feed their babies. And we just didn't feel that with the current infant formula options. And we knew why, and we knew we could change it. And the why was sort of that paradigm we talked about. I mean, as a new company, for us to sit down with the one route that every new entrant has come in and hear a very good story. Hey, you'll be on the market in a year. You'd be a marketing company. Don't worry about the regulatory. Don't worry about clinical. Don't worry about procuring your ingredients. Don't worry about those things. We got it. And obviously, like getting to market in a year is, okay, great. That's interesting to a new brand. But for us, it was really about innovating and really like resetting the bar, because in following this industry 15 years, like it was really clear to me that like, this is the moment. There's never been more advancements in breast milk research and nutrition science. You speak about it all the time, every day, right? Like it's in every corner of our adult lives, right? And we know exactly what's in our food and why and digging, and it's so exciting. And nowhere is that more important than in sole source of nutrition in this really critical time. So me and I came together, decided to be bold, thankfully found a team of people who are willing to be equally bold and take fresh eyes to this category, and a lot of energy fed on itself to bring experts in breast milk research and industry veterans, and combine that with also a team that was really passionate about not just creating products, but creating a platform and communities where we could actually educate on what we're doing and why, and create that transparency. Because at the end of the day, giving parents confidence is just digging in and enabling them to really understand. When you say closer to breast milk and you talk about benefits, what do you mean, right? Go to our website, our macros next to breast milk. How are they different? How are they the same? What do we mean by benefits? We got a huge clinical study. This is the data. What do you mean clean ingredients? We own our entire supply chain. We handpick our ingredients. This is where they come from and why. And at the end of that, parents should make those decisions for themselves. We're not here to tell parents how to feed. We're just here to provide the information and hopefully enable parents to feel really good about the decisions that they make. So that was really what drove the work. But, you know, me and I knew full well what that would take. You know, we've been immersed in life science, this category, a long time. So we knew it was going to be a long haul, but we were up for it.
You definitely were. And I think when you look at the final product from farm to formula, and all that went into it, it's been an amazing journey. But more importantly for the parents is you're giving us that science of, hey, this is what the protein matrix is. This is why it's closer to breast milk. This is where we source our proteins. This is where it hits our manufacturing facility, how it's created, the formula, all the ingredients that are included and why they were included. So can we start to jump into really the formula itself and the ingredients? You touched on the protein matrix. What other things were you looking to include in your formula that you didn't see on the market or thought could be improved?
Yeah, so I can say a few from my level, and then Devin, you can jump in. Right, so one was certainly this kind of patented protein blend that just got closer to breast milk to drive really these all-in-one benefits and enable this kind of next generation easy-to-digest product. The other was we're uniquely the first U.S. infant formula to use organic grass-fed whole milk. It was mind-boggling to us why this industry uses skim milk. There's been so much advancement in the importance of healthy fats and breast milk. And this interesting dynamic where often, maybe in the past, maybe decades ago, we used to think about infants as little adults, but they're not. They have different nutritional needs. And actually, cholesterol is hugely important for infants. And there's a huge abundance in breast milk. And so all this evolution of thought, we didn't like that we saw just skim milk on the shelf. And so we did the work to be the first to actually get whole milk registered for use in infant formulas. We worked with FDA a long time on that and ran the clinical study to deliver that. So that was something that was also equally important to us. I'd also say it's equally important what's not in the formula as what's in the formula. And so one of the reasons wanted to directly source all our ingredients and really own that supply chain was so that we could actually take out those ingredients that we didn't want to see in there, like soy and palm and corn syrup and maltodextrin, and become the first easy digest formula without any of those things. And also just hold suppliers to really high standards. And that really went into putting a microscope under how they manufacture and their processes and their agricultural practices, both in the way it delivers the highest quality ingredients, but also what it says about them as companies. And we wanted to make sure that they shared our values and our ethics. And we're also oriented all the time to continuous improvement and some of the things that really make by heart. So it was really a combination of things, which we can dive into. I'm sure you're excited to jump more into fats. What's your favorite? So I'll tee you up. But those are some of the things I would say. I don't know, Devin, if you have anything to add that I left out.
Yeah, no, I think, Ron, you said it perfectly. And I would say the benefit of choosing this investment in innovation is you get to start from scratch, right? You get to rewrite the recipe. And ByHeart really took that lens and combined both functional and clean. So every ingredient said, what is its purpose? Why is it here? How does it work with the other ingredients in our formula? And also, where are we sourcing this from? Who are our partners? And like to Ron's point, like just as important of all of the quality standards and also what you're leaving out. And so we were able to do this to not include things that didn't need to be there, which I think really goes back to that sort of efficient growth, right? When you leave junk out, the babies utilize exactly what they need when you provide them that way. And so we took that holistic approach. We looked at every single macronutrient and micronutrient and really did best in class of what was available for babies in the market today.
Well, I'd love to dive into the organic grass-fed whole milk and what benefits that provides. I know how much of the brain is cholesterol, how important that is for brain health. But can you talk about what you would find in a whole milk that is missing in a skim milk and what the benefits would be?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, Kelly, and a really important one, as Ron highlighted, in sort of focusing it on that single ingredient, right? Just as we were talking about, it's just as important as like what you leave in and what you take out. And when we looked at a lot of formulas that were using skim milk, we kept saying, wait, they're taking out something. Why are they taking it out? And the reality is exactly what he said. The things they were taking out were really important to be left in. And cholesterol is one of those that's really important for brain development. I will say also the milk fat globule membrane, which is sort of this package of cholesterol, but in it has phospholipids and has proteins that are really important for baby and being able to provide those from an innate source like whole cow's milk is really important. And it also just has some really important fatty acids that we know. And so the benefit of having breast milk as our blueprint is that we have studied it now and we know the fatty acid makeup of breast milk, and we could start to pull out really important ones. And there's been good research on some of the omega-6 and omega-3s for babies and brain development and thinking about that entire fatty acid profile and like what whole milk could contribute to achieve that was really important. I will say too, the organic grass-fed component is important. There are some vitamins that are enriched by having grass-fed whole milk. So taking it again, every single step of it, clean ingredients, like what does this add in value for us? And so knowing the importance of that, we really work with our suppliers to ensure that the cows were grass-fed in addition to being organic.
So important. So, I mean, in one of those nutrients, vitamin D, I mean, just you can see those nutritional differences at sort of at the bottom line when you're using a higher quality ingredient like that. Cows are in the sun, friends.
If you're looking for a multivitamin for your kids and you don't want one of those gummy vitamins with 2 teaspoons of sugar, look no further than Hiya Health. Hiya Health is a pediatrician approved, super powered, chewable vitamin. Both of my boys take it and they call it their chewy. They ask for their chewy every single day. But why I love it is because it contains zero sugar, zero gummy junk, and it's loaded with 12 fruits and vegetables, and supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and others to support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else free. And it's so great because they have an amazing model where you get this cool bottle that the kids get to decorate with the first order, and then they send you eco-friendly refills every single month. Now, for me, the most important thing is the vitamin form. It needs to be in the most bioavailable form for my kids. So many times I turn around multivitamins and their suboptimal forms. Not the case with Hiya. Hiya has blown my expectations away when it comes to providing our kids with the most proper and easily absorbable nutrients. So I'm so excited to offer you guys 50% off your first order. We've worked out this special deal. And to claim this deal, you have to go to HiyaHealth.com/Kelly. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to HiyaHealth.com/Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Now, I love a multivitamin because this chewable multivitamin is just a foundation of getting them those nutrients when you know they have a hard food day. So I love it. My kids love it. And I want you guys to have it. So go check out this deal.
All right. So let's dive into this fatty acid profile. I love the Fab Four: protein, fat, fiber, and greens. I mean, single source nutrition there, maybe not getting greens unless it's breast milk and the mom's overdoing the greens and her breast milk is now green, but we'll leave that aside. Let's dive into the fatty acid profile that you found in the research of breast milk and how you tried to translate that into ByHeart's formula.
Right. So there's thankfully a lot of scientific literature in this, and we are very invested in staying immersed in that. And we do know that fats are variable in breast milk. So it was important to really understand sort of the many factors that lead to this fatty acid profile. But we used all of that information to sort of recognize what were some key fatty acids and their positioning that, you know, was important for babies and important for growth and development. Because as we've talked about, this is just such a unique area of growth and development. And infants' needs are different than adults and even different from toddlers. I mean, the brain growth that happens in that first year of life is tremendous. And fats are a critical piece of that, as we mentioned. And so we took all of that literature. We thankfully recognized the importance of whole milk and were able to include that and provide a lot of these rich sources of fats that were necessary. But we had to also enrich the formula with other oils in order to achieve this fatty acid profile. And in the industry today, vegetable oils are crucial to be able to really round out the entire profile that is necessary for babies for this brain growth. And so keeping with the theme of functional and clean, really found a partner that was committed to thoughtful manufacturing of these oils with us, because we recognize vegetable oils and including them required a thoughtful manufacturing process. And so Adam specifically uses organic, non-GMO, non-hydrogenated oils and has a manufacturing process that's low heat, hexane-free, expeller pressed, and minimizes oxidation. So really high quality vegetable oils that could help meet the developing needs of baby in supplement of our whole cow's milk. And we worked with them thinking about the fatty acid profile, what components needed to be supported through vegetable oils, and had to utilize what has been demonstrated and recognized as safe by the FDA through the GRAS process. And in that, we are very proud of the organic vegetable oils that we were able to include, and also importantly, the ones we left out by leaving out palm oil and leaving out soy. So really staying on top of the scientific literature, understanding what's best for baby, and selecting what has been demonstrated and deemed safe by the FDA.
I just want to summarize and round this out, because my audience has known, and Ron and I have talked about this, that I've openly spoken out against vegetable oils. And a lot of that comes down to the oxidation of omega-6 oils and the processing and the bleaching and the hexane and all the things that can go into that process. And so in my conversations with Ron and like learning about ByHeart and wanting to understand like how I could support all of this time and effort and research, I needed to know for myself, like what finding those sources look like, how you're testing to ensure that there isn't oxidation, how you're picking and sourcing these products. For me, it was like, well, why can't you just use olive oil? And so I'd love for you to explain further about your sourcing, about the testing to prevent oxidation and what those levels look like and what you're testing every time you're receiving that raw material, and explaining why you can't just use olive oil and what is GRAS status and why it has to be included in an FDA registered formula for babies. Sorry, yeah. We got to address it.
Great. Now we're happy to address it because I think this is important to buy her as well, right? And I would say identifying our oil supplier was really important to us, to all the things we've sort of talked about, and someone that recognized how important processing was for the nutritional value of these oils that we're adding to achieve this really critical fatty acid profile for babies. And so it was a long journey, and I can, you know, Ron, I'm sure can speak to that more, but really values aligned, really understanding their manufacturing process. We have a rigorous auditing process that starts at the beginning of the partnership where we are working hand in hand with the supplier to understand how they do all this. And to your point, we also test throughout the entire process. And one of the tests that we can do is peroxide. And peroxide is a measurement of oxidation. It's just an important thing you say. And that is something we test not only from all of the oils that we receive from Adams, but also in our infant formula at the time of release, and have extremely low, if not from Adams, negligible peroxide levels, which is a really strong reassurance to us of the high quality of these oils that we are receiving. And as you said, there's not every oil is available for infant formula use. And why is that? And so there is a process through the FDA called GRAS. So GRAS means generally recognized as safe. And the U.S. Food, Cosmetic, and Drug Act states that any substance that's added to a food is considered a food additive and therefore is subject to pre-review or pre-market review and approval by the FDA, or must be generally recognized as safe. And generally recognized as safe means that a panel of experts has reviewed all the scientific data of this ingredient or this substance or this food that says that it is safe, but not only safe, but safe for the intended use, which means at that level for that specific individual. And so infant formula is the most highly regulated food in the industry, and rightfully so, as we said, because it is sole source nutrition. And so the bar for any ingredient that is used in infant formula is extremely high from the FDA. And so that means that every single ingredient that is used in infant formula today must have either been reviewed and approved by the FDA or generally recognized as safe through review of scientific literature that's available that says at this level, it is safe for babies. And so that is an extreme bar that requires research and innovation and commitment in this space. And right now, suppliers are working on this. And really, again, it's a great era of nutrition science and advancement. But the list of vegetable oils that have met this caliber of evidence and reassurance from expert panels in a very vulnerable population is limited. It's not all the oils that we have available to us as adults today. And so ByHeart very carefully looked at that list, worked with Adams, and identified the ones that were safest for baby, had minimal processing, and achieved what was critical for baby's development.
Kelly, I would say this is also one very good example of why that kind of farm-to-formula oversight and really kind of owning our manufacturing and directly procuring our ingredients was so important to us, and why we didn't want to just outsource procurement or, you know, kind of sourcing ingredients to a third party, because that direct relationship lets you sit down across the table and work these things. We built our own quality programs, and we decided we wanted to reinvent what did it look like to hold these suppliers to standards. And that's a process that's, I think, to qualify is like 100 steps and 1,000 hours. And every year they need to requalify, because every year we learn more. We need to keep increasing the bar. And so an example of that is 4 or 5 years ago, something called 3-MCPDs started getting talked about. It was this contaminant and potential carcinogen, and it was in other geographies, and it wasn't really on the radar yet in the United States. And at that point we said, okay, we're going to sit down oils provider and make sure to keep those out. What are you doing in your process to ensure that those are not in your processing? And it's just an example of the type of work that we do to try to stay ahead, study the global standard for a lot of different elements, what's going on in different geographies, and work those into our supplier approval programs. Because in a food as important as infant nutrition, it's not just about the ingredients you choose, but it's also about how they're processed and how they're manufactured. And that goes for the final manufacturing too. One of the things that we did differently and why it was so important for us to own our manufacturing is we developed what we call our small batch process, which is half the steps of the industry norm, much less time, less processing, less heat, because, you know, you can put all the best proteins and all the best ingredients you want, but under certain manufacturing standards, you denature all that. And so by owning that process and really building that also from scratch, we could kind of control those elements of our manufacturing too, from ingredient all the way through what we're actually doing with the finished formula, our plant, with this kind of reduced processing, small batch process that we run.
So important, because it is one thing to make sure that your peroxide levels are negligible or nothing on a vegetable oil, or to work your butt off to get grass-fed whole milk approved grass status at the FDA to include it in the product, but then to have a super long process with lots of air, lots of heat, and lots of processing. It's like you're saying, it's just going to oxidize and denature all of that good nutrition. And I would say, from a nutrition standpoint, looking at what you had to tackle to even come out with such an advanced formula with the whole milk, with low peroxide levels on these omega-6 oils that needed to be included based on FDA guidelines here. The most important thing for me is that cholesterol is included in whole milk, and that those, that protein matrix is there. Because if you can get omega-6 to not have the peroxide issues and to not be oxidized, it's totally usable by the body, and it's a healthy essential fat. So I think we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, pun intended, for this podcast, so that people understand the hierarchy of needs for this, for a baby, and what is so critically important in the development in these early years, which is getting those proteins in to make all the neurotransmitters, to make the hormones, to build the brain, to build the body efficiently, and to prevent leaky gut, to grow the microbiome and let it proliferate, so that we're uptaking iron and we're preventing bacteria from seeping into the body, increasing maybe inflammation levels or immune issues. Like, there's so much here and so much growth. And in these small batches, small process, short timelines of getting something into a can, and then also ensuring that everything is still at the highest quality. I mean, you've really up-leveled the industry. And I wanted that we had to have this conversation in long form so that people could understand what all went into it. Because even standing in front of a shelf or jumping on a website and trying to understand, there's just so much science here that it's kind of like calories. Like, I have clients who will just be like, well, I just looked at the calories. And I'm like, no, food is information. We can't just look at the ingredients. We have to understand the ingredients and the sourcing and the quality and the processing and what that means outcome-wise for your baby. And so I have to thank you for your time and the effort. I know 6 years, probably now you're like, it was a blank, but it was a really long time in development. And so I'm really excited. And I know you guys aren't stopping here and you have lots of plans. I have to ask, like, what do you think the future is for ByHeart and the formula industry? Because I think you guys are obviously on the cutting edge. You are working, I think people don't even realize like how hard it is to work with the FDA. I know you have an education task force that's educating the FDA on the new research that's coming out. So you're definitely ahead of them. Like, what's the future here?
Now look, we spent 6 years developing product one, but importantly, developing a platform where we have full manufacturing, full R&D, we directly source all of our ingredients. And Devin has done the incredible work of, I honestly believe, anyone in this industry that's doing interesting work in infant nutrition or mom nutrition or in the space we're talking to. And one of the things that, you know, was really a goal of ours when we started this business was accelerating translation of amazing work at the academic level, at the ingredient level, into final product. And that's sort of the role we want to play in the industry, to be able to take that amazing work and partner with those wonderful minds globally doing that work and translate it into products for babies. And where we get really excited is we can pair that with also a direct relationship with parents online in our communities and conversations like this with you. What do parents want? What is next? And we actually have the ability to hear that and the full infrastructure to translate that into products. And that's something that we're really excited about and really proud of. And we participated, for example, in Biden's roundtable about shortage. We were one of 5 companies at that roundtable, and we were the only manufacturer that has that direct relationship with parents. So really trying to show up for parents is what they need, what is it that they want, and trying to translate that into products. So the future for us is to keep doing it. You know, we want to keep learning. We want to keep hearing from parents. We want to keep innovating for them. And that's what we plan to do.
I love it. It really, truly takes someone who's willing to put in the effort and stay on top of the research, because it's for the guys that have been on the shelf a really long time and have all the shelf space and have all the families. I know it funds other parts of their business. It's just a reliable revenue source for these large pharmaceutical companies that have had these really old formulas on the market for a long time. So if it's not broke, why fix it? Is kind of that mentality. And the reality is the science has is just exploded, and they're kind of like sitting back on their heels, like, should we tell anyone? No, let's just keep charging on. And it's like, you disrupted it and you're going to continue to do that. So there's an invitation whenever you make any edits to or elevate or change based on research, the formula, and you want to educate the audience on why, there's an open invitation to come back and keep sharing that science, because not very many people are going to spend hours diving into the science you share on your website, or sometimes it's hard to understand. So I really just appreciate the time and explaining how and what the last 6 years have looked like and why.
Well, we love this stuff. Devin and I are always up for geeking out on nutrition science, and we love this. But no, in seriousness, I think one of the, coolest and most exciting things to us since being live and launched is just how discerning this consumer is. Like, parents deserve and want to know every detail about their baby's food. And that's what we're here for. So the types of questions that we get in through our customer service and the kind of digging that parents are doing, like, it energizes us. It's awesome. Parents should be asking those questions. We love that dialogue. And we want to keep having those conversations because we learn from them too. And it helps us innovate and helps us do the next round of things. And so it's been really fun having that dialogue from parents. It's been really rewarding to hear kind of the feedback on the product, because it's one thing to show these breakthrough outcomes in clinical trials. What's the most energizing is then hearing in testimonials. I tried 2, 3, 4 different formulas. My baby couldn't tolerate it, couldn't digest it. And then I tried Bihard and less spit up and it dissipated and I feel good. Like, those direct conversations are what energizes us and drives everything. So anytime you want to have us jump on with you, we would love to be on here. We love this stuff and let's keep doing it.
Love it. Well, I will put links to everything in the show notes and make sure that people know how to get Bihard. I know you guys took a break because of the shortage. I think it's also really important that people know when they sign up as a Bihard family, you have allocated like the lifetime of that child needing formula versus them worrying that it might go out of stock for them. Can you just explain that so that people listening, if they are using formula and grabbing on the shelf, what it means to be part of the Bihard family?
Absolutely. You know, obviously we launched into an unprecedented time. So obviously we came out of the gate at paces we wouldn't have expected for multiple years down the line. Thankfully, we own our supply chain, and so we have a lot of levers to pull. And so over the last several months, we've been doing things like we were always working 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're moving to 24/7 next month. We did some R&D at the plant that meaningfully increased output. We're investing a new $30 million in additional capabilities. We have submissions then to FDA to continue to expand our footprint. Because we did all the work, have the clinical study and everything else, we're in kind of a unique position to be able to expand that footprint. Because now we're in. We did the work. So we're really energized that I think a couple of weeks ago we announced we're taking people off waitlists. We're back in action. We're confident we're going to work through that waitlist quickly and continue to ramp and meet this demand. But you're right. I mean, I think it was 7 weeks into launch with so many thousands more families than we had anticipated. We just took the hard decision to pause taking new customers, because for us, in a category like infant formula, when you cannot run out, we wanted every parent to know that even if you bought one can of formula, not like a subscriber, even one can, that we've earmarked a whole year of formula for you for the rest of your feeding journey and that you're not going to run out. And so we wanted to make sure parents knew we showed up that way. That was really important, but, you know, really difficult decision, because even turning one parent away on being paused in this time was heartbreaking. So our team has been working our plant in Reading, Pennsylvania, and across the entire organization to not just scale manufacturing, but scale customer service to get back to questions quicker, to scale fulfillment, to get packages to parents quicker. And so when we reopened a couple of weeks ago, that kind of represented making a lot of progress against these things and sort of back in action and working through our wait list now. So we're excited to continue growing and meeting and helping feed more families.
It's wonderful. Well, thank you for taking it so seriously. I know it was a very distressing time for so many parents and clients of mine that really rely on formula as their sole source of nutrition for their kids. So again, doing the hard work, sharing the science, translating it into something that is beneficial for our babies. Thank you for all that you guys do over at By Heart and for taking the time to explain the science to my community, because I needed them to understand what the protein matrix looks like. We didn't even jump into probiotics, and we'll have to do that another time because there's really a lot more to unpack here. But just thank you for all that you guys do and everything that you've created over at By Heart.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having us. Fun conversation, and keep asking the questions.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm here to ask the hard ones, Ron.
We like those ones.
All right. Cool. Bye, you guys. Bye, Ron. Bye, Devin. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Be Well by Kelly. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Learn more at bewellbykelly.com and follow me on Instagram at bewellbykelly. I would love if you picked up my books, Body Love and Body Love Every Day. They're sold on Amazon and at all major booksellers.